圣灵降临节。
Today is the day of Pentecost.
所以我们今天暂停一次希伯来书的讲解。
So we will stop for once the exposition on Hebrews.
今天的题目是为什么上帝把圣灵赐下来。
And the topic today will be why did God give us the Holy Spirit?
好不好？这是给你们一次很好的机会，从头思想圣灵论的神学问题。
This is a good opportunity for us to understand pneumatology.
当我愿意把希伯来书再讲下去的时候
，When I'm willing to continue with the book of Hebrews,
我感觉到今天是一个很特别的日子。
I believe that today is a very special day.
是教会里面很重要的日子。
As a very important day in the calendar of the church.
我们应当回到圣灵论的讲解上。
So we need to go back to pneumatology.
当今天你看我一上台，就发现我的眼睛黑了一半了。
Perhaps you realize that I have a black eye.
为了使你等下不要一面听一面想什么事什么事，就听。不清楚。
In order that you do not keep wondering what has happened,
所以还是自己先解释给你听好。
Let me first explain to you.
这个眼睛为什么呢？是不是跟 Mike Tyson 打了一拳呢？
Was I involved in a fight?
不是的。
No.
礼拜三我在台北讲道的时候。
On Wednesday when I was preaching in Taipei.
七点半开始聚会。
We are supposed to start at 7:30.
我有六点半我就先去吃饭。
And 6:30 I went to eat.
吃饭完了还要坐 taxi 到很远的地方去。
After dinner I had to take a cab to the place.
所以当我走到一个星光三月的这个地下室的 shopping 这个吃饭的 food court 的时候
When I went to a local food court around the place I stayed
我看到有一个大门从这里走更快不必绕到那边去
I saw a door and I thought it was a shortcut
我就快快进到大门里面亮得不得了
It was a very bright place so I just went in
进门的时候发现我进不去我的头撞得好厉害
And I suddenly realized that I banged myself against the door
那不是门是一个玻璃
It was not a door it was a piece of glass
就像大声那个
很
大声的撞了一声。
It was a very loud voice.
我要感谢上帝两件事情。
I want to give thanks to God for two things.
撞得这么厉害，玻璃没有破。
The glass did not break after all this.
如果玻璃破了，不但它破，我的头也破了，怎么办
？Because if the glass broke, then I will be hurt.
我分了一下。
I was a bit dizzy.
大概两分钟停在那个地方。
About 2 minutes.
结果我没有昏倒。
I did not faint.
如果昏倒了，都没有人告诉他们到底今天有没有人来讲到发生什么事，唐牧师在哪里，没有人会告诉他。
Because if I fainted, no one would know what would happen to me.
因为我是一个人去的。
Because I went there alone.
所以我去讲道的时候呢
？So when I went to preach,
有一点昏昏的。
I was a bit
感谢主没有脑震动。
But thanks to God, there was no concussion.
勉强把一个钟头把道理把它讲完了。
I finished 1.5 hours of preaching.
讲快完的时候，我就问一句话。
Right before I finish, I ask a question.
你们有没有看我有一点不一样
？Do you realize that something was different?
他们很多人就点头不一样。
Everybody nodded their head.
不是有一点，那时候已经肿得很大了。
By that time, it was a big swelling.
所以感到每一次要对会众就是看的时候，就好像眼皮重得不得了。
I felt that my eyelid was pretty heavy.
原来从正面看差不多，从旁边看已经肿得很大。
Actually, there was a big swelling.
实在是撞得很厉害。
It was a serious situation.
那怎么办呢
？What did I do?
那一天还差不多，因为颜色相同，只有这个曲度不同，就是。
It's just because the color of my face is about the same, so it's pretty not so obvious.
第二天一早七点。
But at 7 a.m. the next day,
我就从旅馆拿了行李，坐 taxi 到车站。
I took my baggage and took a cab to the station.
车站就坐 bus 到飞机场。
And took a bus to the airport.
我自己一个人把行李拿上去。
I took the baggage all by myself.
在飞机上有一点昏昏沉沉。
And I was feeling bad at the plane.
等到家里的时候
，When I reached home.
太太到飞机场来接我，她吓了一跳。
My wife was shocked when she came to see me.
她大概没有想到她的丈夫会跟人家吵架，打架到这个厉害吧。
Surely she didn't realize that I would fight with another person.
我解释给她听。
I explained to her.
你回到家照镜子的时候
，When I went home and looked at the mirror,
已经开始黑起来了。
It started to swell and
darken. 先是上面。
It started from the top.
第二天早上的时候
，The second
morning, 黑到下面来
，It spread downwards.
现在黑成变成这个样子
，And so it became like that.
我问医生大概要多久呢
？I asked the doctor how long would this last.
他说这样的情形应该是一个礼拜或者久一点点。
He said probably more than a week.
所以我就认为今天呢，在新加坡，在加拉大，明天在这个后天在香港、台湾，人家都要看我一半黑眼睛了。
So I think that from now on, for the week, everybody will see this black eye of mine.
昨天早上从六点半一直到五点半，我训练我们的执事同我们的同工。
Yesterday, I had a training session for my deacons and co-workers from 6:30 in the morning to 5:30 in the evening.
六点半我再去教音乐，因为我们下个礼拜有个大的音乐会。
And from 6:30, I went to teach the orchestra.
那么呢，等我回到家里面的时候
，When I reached home,
我当然非常非常疲倦。
I felt very tired.
有一个人说，今天听唐牧师讲话。很凶的脸哦。
Some people said that he looked very fierce today.
原来如果眼睛肿起来，练会凶得多的。
Because when your eyes are swelling, you probably look more fierce.
我要告诉你一件事。
Let me tell you this.
现在人家如果眼睛练黑了，像我这样，你不要认为他凶，你要为他祷告，可能他是撞玻璃。
So if a person looks fierce, probably he had an accident like me. So you have to pray for him.
因为圣经说不可以按外貌来待人。
Because the Bible says we are not honored to judge people by our appearances.
所以今天你看我这么难看，你要原谅我。
So you have to forgive me for my looks today.
其实我连自己都很少看见自己这么难看的。
I have never seen myself like that myself.
好，我们大家站起来。
Let us stand up.
赞美上主，哈利路亚！你是我所
赞
美上主，哈利路亚！赞美上主，哈利路亚！赞美上主。Hallelujah, hallelujah, 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 赞美主。Hallelujah, hallelujah, 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 赞美主。大声唱，赞美主。Hallelujah, 赞美主。Hallelujah, 赞美主。Hallelujah, 赞美上主，大家鼓掌，感谢上帝，感谢上帝，大声一点，感谢上帝，我们感谢主，大家感谢主，赞美主，
为什么？
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，
为什么感谢主呢？
Why do we give thanks?
因为他赐圣灵给我们。
Because he gave us the Holy Spirit.
大家说感谢主。
Thanks be to God.
因为他赐圣灵给我们。
Because he gave us the Holy Spirit.
请坐。
Please be seated.
今天我们就不继续讲希伯来书。
We are not going to continue with Hebrews.
我们讲一个重要的题目：上帝为什么把圣灵赐下来
？We want to talk about a very important topic. Why did God give us the Holy Spirit?
先低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，感谢你，你把你的灵赐到这个世界上来，你是你的灵住在我们的心中，你用你的灵成为印记，证明我们是你的儿女。我们感谢，我们赞美你。我们到底是谁，竟然可以领受你这么大的爱？你自己的灵亲自来到这个世界，成为保惠师，与我们同在，教导我们。我们把一切荣耀归给你。求求你今天再一次给我们从你的圣经、你真理的道中间得出亮光，认识主你的丰富。主，你听我们的祷告，你赐福你无用的仆人，给讲的、翻译的都同感一灵，把你的话传讲清楚。奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你，阿门。我们大家一同读两处的圣经。
We're going to turn to two passages.
第一处的圣经是在约翰福音第十四章。
The first one is the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John.
约翰福音第十四章。
John 14.
我们要从第十五节开始来读。
We will read from verse 15 onwards.
约翰福音第十四章。
John 14.
我们从第十五节念到第十七节。
We will read from 15 to 17.
翻到了，我们一同开声来读这一段的圣经。约翰福音十四章十五到十七节。一、二、三，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能领受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我们再读使徒行传第一章第八节。
Acts of the Apostles chapter 1 verse 8。
使徒行传第一章第八节，翻到了，我先念一遍，由大家一同开声再念一遍。使徒行传第一章第八节，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚这的地极做我的见证。一同来读，但圣灵降临在你们的身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚这的地极做我的见证。我们读经就到这个地方。今天我们所讲的主题是为什么上帝把圣灵赐下来。
Our topic for this evening is why did God give us the Holy Spirit.
基督徒所信的上帝是三位一体的上帝。
The God that Christians believe in is a triune God.
非三位一体的上帝就不是正统基督教所信的上帝。
The God that is not in Trinity is not the true God for Christians.
三位一体的上帝，这个信仰是重要的一个信仰吗？
Is this a very important belief system?
信神是三位一体的，有多大的重要性在里面呢？
How important it is to believe that God is Trinity?
因为这是关于正统非正统的问题。
This is a question relating to Orthodox and Unorthodox Church.
很自然的，这是很重要的一个教义。
Naturally, this is a very important system.
没有一个宗教的神是三位一体的观念的。
Not a single faith has a triune God.
还没有一个异端的思想，他们能真正明白三位一体的奥义的。
And not a single heretic thought understand the mystery of the triune God.
三位一体不是人的理性所能完全了解。
The Trinity is not something which a human reason can understand.
三位一体绝对不是违背理性的。
But then it is not something that is against reason.
三位一体的道理是超越理性的。
The understanding of the Trinity is beyond reasoning.
我们只接受三位一体，不是因为我们有限的理性已经完全明白了。
We accept the Trinity not because of our finite reasoning.
我们只接受三位一体，因为这是神自己的启示。
We accept it because this is a revelation of God Himself.
因为这是神所启示的真理。
This is the revealed truth of God.
真理是大过理性的。
And the truth is bigger than the reason.
所以我们接受这个教义。
And so we accept this doctrine.
以三位一体的理论不同的神学思想是什么呢？
What is the difference between other theological systems?
就是身体一位论。
And that is the only God.
还有萨本流主义。
And the different doctrine.
就是 Sabellianism.
Inseparabilism.
这些都是以我们信仰的三位一体论不一样的思想。
All these are theological systems that are different from that of the triune God.
萨本流主义的思想是什么呢？
What is the difference? What is the thinking of the Sabellianism?
你的神就是一位。
And that is this one God.
这个我神曾经用三个不同的角色，在不同的时期里面向人显明出来。
And that is this one God appeared to us in three different formats.
所以这样我们就把它当作是三位一体了。
And so because to us it looks like a trinity.
其实根据萨布留的思想，三位一体这个名词是不对的。
But this is the wrong thinking process.
应该说是一个神三个功用的理论。
And this understanding actually is that there's one God but three functions.
这个叫做 modalism.
This is also called modernism.
Sabellianism.
Sabellianism.
就是这神是一位，但是他用不同的时期、不同的功用向人显现。
In other words, there's really just one God who appeared in three different manner.
我们可以不可以接受这样的思想呢？
Can we accept such thinking process?
不能接受这样的思想。
No, we can't.
因为这样的思想是违背圣经的教训。
Because this is against biblical teaching.
圣经的意义中间隐藏着三个不同位格的一位。真神的道理。
The Bible tells us that there's a God in three persons.
这一位怎么会有三个位格呢？
How can there be three persons in one God?
三个位格为什么还是一位神呢？
And why three persons become one God?
我们只能说因为神这样启示，所以我们这样信。
We can only say that because God revealed this truth to us, so we believe.
这是违背理性的事情呢？
Is this something against reason?
不是。
No.
这是超越理性的事情。
This is something that surpasses reason.
神的本身是超越被造的理性，这是很合理的。
And God Himself is surpasses reason. This is something that's logical.
所以这个超理的认知，也就是合理的一部分了。
The understanding of a understanding that's beyond reason is reasonable.
20 years ago, 有一个回教的领袖信了耶稣基督。
20 years ago, there's a Muslim leader who believed in Christ.
因为他努力的解经，努力的传道。
He tried his best to understand the Bible and to preach.
甚至在他传道不到5年里面，写了10本书。
Within 5 years of his ministry, he finished 10 books.
有一次我在福音的神学的讲座里面主持一个会的时候，他也来参加。
Once I was chairing a seminar and he was there.
原来他信了耶稣，有很多回教徒也请他到回教堂再去讲基督教与回教不同的地方在哪。
After he became a Christian, many Muslims invited him to preach in a mosque to explain what's the difference.
他就把10多本书送给我。
He gave me many books that he wrote.
里面有一本关于对上帝认识的事情。
There is a book about learning about God.
他已经明白三位一体过于许多基督徒。
He think that he understand the Trinity more than many Christians.
但是当我注意看的时候，他的解释是不对的。
But when I look at it in detail, I realize that he was wrong.
因为他无形之中已经像萨布留主义一样，但是他没有自救。
Because he made a mistake as the Sabellianist, but he did not realize it.
当他用那个办法解释了，许多的回教徒感觉到可以接受三位一体论。
But his explanation seems to be acceptable to most of the Muslims.
他怎么解释呢？
How did he explain this?
当我在公司里面的时候，
he said that when I'm in the office,
我是以经理的身份在那里做事情。
I'm a manager working there.
所以人知道我是一个经理。
So many people know that I'm the manager.
我的权柄
my authority,
我的管制,
the people I rule over,
我的影响,
my influence,
是可以到公司的每一个角落那里去,
it influences everybody within the company,
因为我在公司里面是一个经理,
because I'm the manager of that firm.
但当我办公的时间结束以后,
but after the office hours,
我就开车从我的公司回到我家里去,
I would drive my car from the company to my home.
这段时间里面我不是经理,
and within this period of time, I'm not the manager.
我在路上是个驾车的车夫,
I am a driver on the way.
我就转变那个角色了。
I've changed my role.
但是这个车夫呢，不是以那个经理不认识的。
But this driver is not that he doesn't know the manager.
也不是以那个经理相对。
Or he's opposite to the manager.
他乃就是那个经理的本身。
He is the manager himself.
当我的车到了我家车房放进去，我回到我的房子的时候。
But when I reach my garage and my home and I return home.
如今我不是经理，我也不是车夫。
Now I'm no longer the manager or the driver.
我的孩子就围在我身边说：“爸爸，爸爸，我是父亲。”
My children will come around me and then I'll become a father.
这个父亲跟刚才的车夫什么关系呢？
What's the relationship between this father and the driver?
这个父亲跟刚才的经理什么关系呢？
What's the relationship between the father and the manager?
那个父亲是一位，
There's only one person here.
那个车夫是一位，
one driver.
那个经理是一位，
one manager.
但是这位就是那位，那位更是那位。
But all of them are the same person.
所以呢，这样的所谓的三位原来就是一个一体。
And so Trinity is explained in
this way. 我很多人说原来如此，我明白了。
And many people say, oh, so I understand now.
最糟糕的有两个博士说，我也现在也明白了。
The worst thing is that two pastors say, well, that's a great explanation.
所以这两个博士是不打自招，他从前从来不明白三位一体。
It means that the pastors have never understood it.
一边不明白，一边上台教导人家上帝是三位一体。
And still they go on teaching about the Trinity.
那他问我你看法如何的时候
，And when he asked me what do you think，
我说这是很错误的教训。
I said that this is a very wrong teaching.
这里不是指三位一体，这里是一位一体三功用。
This is not Trinity, it's one person with three functions.
这不是圣经的教训。
This is not biblical.
如果我们接受这样的教训的话，
If we accept such a teaching,
那我们就要认为圣父到世界上来变成圣子。
That means that when God the Father came to earth, he becomes God the Son.
甚至升天又再回来变成圣灵。
And then after the ascension of Christ coming back, he becomes the Holy Spirit.
像电影明星在这个电影里面演英雄，在另外一个电影里面他演强盗。
It's like a movie star having different roles in different movies.
那么在另外一个电影里面演历史人物。
Another movie, he becomes a historical person.
突然同样一个人演外星人。
And the same person becomes an astronaut or alien.
一个人有几个角色，这种观念不是圣经的观念。
A person having different roles is not the biblical teaching.
那么他感到很难过。
And he felt very sad.
但他说我还很难。
But he said it's very difficult for me.
所以我说你要好好研究神学思想。
I said you have to study theology carefully.
你不能热心接受了耶稣基督，你可以变成可以随便解释圣经。
Although you are fervent, you cannot explain the Bible in any way you choose.
三位一体的道理为什么很重要呢？
Why is it important for us to understand the Trinity?
先谈两点。
I want to understand this with two anger.
只有三位一体的神才是真神。
The first one is that only the triune God is the real God.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神是非受造。
Because God is not created.
神是不受时空限制。
God is not constrained by time space.
神是至存永存的。
God is self-existing and everlasting.
神在永恒之中就有的。
And God exists in eternity.
神是永恒的。
So God is eternal.
神是至存的。
God is self-existing.
神是爱。
God is love.
那我们从圣经看到这些重要的道理。
From the Bible we see this important teaching.
现在我又问你一个问题。
I'm going to ask you this question.
这位永远的神。
This eternal God.
这个就是爱的神。
This God who is love.
他还没有创造万有以前，他爱谁呢？
Before he created all things, whom does he love?
你思想过这个问题吗？
You got to think about this.
这位神是爱。
This God is love.
And God is love.
Because he
is. 这位神是永恒的。
He's eternal.
他在永恒中间还没有创造万有以前，这位永远的爱，他爱的对象是谁呢？
Before he created all things in eternity, whom did he love?
所以这个问题没有一个宗教可以解答。
This question cannot be answered by any religion.
这个问题隐藏在基督教的教义里面，答案也隐藏在基督教的启示里面。
The answer can be found within Christianity and the revelation of God.
没有宗教给我们看见神就是爱。
Not a single faith tells us that God is love.
而圣经既然清楚交代出来，神就是爱。
But the Bible clearly declares that God is love.
神就是永恒的主宰。
God is the Lord of eternity.
他既然是创造者。
Since he is the creator.
万有因他的创造而成为存在。
And everything comes into being because of his creation.
但是没有其他的存在之前，神没有创造以前，他若是爱，他到底爱谁呢？
So before the existence of all things, since God is love, whom did he love?
这样三位一体的道理就解决了这个问题。
And the theology of the Trinity explain this
problem. 因为这位对的真神是三位一体的真神。
Because this God is a triune God.
所以他是圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体的上帝。
He is the God who is God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
圣父爱圣子，圣子爱圣灵，圣父爱圣灵，圣灵爱圣子，圣灵又爱圣父。
And so within the three persons of God, there is interlove between each other.
将爱就把这三个位格联合在一起了。And
the love binds together these three persons.
这样看着创造万有以前，他是永恒的，他是对的，他也是爱，没有构成彼此之间教义的冲突。
Therefore, there is no contradiction before the creation of all things. He is eternal. He is the only God. He is also love.
所以三位一体的教训是很重要的。
The understanding of the Trinity, therefore, is very important.
第二样,
Secondly,
为什么三位一体的道理是很重要呢?
Why do we say that the triune God is important?
因为这个爱的交流,
because the flow of love between each other
才成为这个人际之间关系的楷模,
becomes the example and the model for our interrelationship.
The triune God is the foundation and the basis of human community life. 人与人之间的关系, 人的社交的生活真正的基础乃是建立在神的三位一体的上面。
The foundation of our social life, the way we interact with each other, is built on the triune God.
基督说我们认为基督教的教义与我们的生活没有什么关系。
Sometimes we think that there's no relationship between doctrines and our lives.
基督说我们以为圣经里面的真理跟我们的实际的生活好像拉不上什么的关系。
Sometimes we think that the truth in the Bible doesn't seem to have relevance to us our lives.
其实不是如此的。
But that's not the truth.
因为神是三位一体的神。
Because God is a triune God.
圣父、圣子、圣灵之间的爱，就成为人与人之间建立社会一个真正的基础了。
The love between God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit becomes a foundation upon which we build our society.
这个教义的影响已经在基督教的社会中，非基督的社会中间很明显的显出不同的地方。
We see a clear difference between a Christian society and a non-Christian society because of this doctrine.
共产主义里面因为无神论是他们哲学的基础，所以他们没有可能达到一个爱的生活。
In a communist country, because they are atheists, they do not have the ability to have love as the foundation of their life.
回教的教义里面，因为神是独一而不是三一的，所以他们没有办法明白爱与赦罪的问题。
And in an Islamic society, because God is one, so therefore they cannot understand about forgiveness.
人与人之间的关系，成了20世纪，无论是哲学，无论是心理学，无论是神学讨论最重要的课题之一。
In the 20th century, one of the most important topics is the relationship between men in philosophy, in society, in all aspects of life.
In theology and philosophy, interpersonal relationship. 所以人与人之间的关系，位格与位格之间的关系，要从哪里谈起呢？要哪里建起来呢？除非建在以神三一之间的爱为基础的楷模的上面。
The only way we can understand interpersonal relationship between human beings is upon the foundation of the triune God.
所以感谢上帝从这两方面给我们看到。So
we give thanks to God, we can see this from two angles.
无论神论的了解，无论人论的了解。Whether
it's the understanding of the doctrine of God or the doctrine of man.
基督教的教义中，神就都成了我们实际生活中间很重要的支柱。
The doctrine of Christianity becomes a very important pillar for our very lives.
那么就在刚才我们读的这段圣经里面，耶稣基督就再一次把三位一体显明给我们。
In the passage that we just read, the Lord Jesus Christ again show us the triune God.
你说哪里有啊？
Where is it?
耶稣基督很清楚地这样说。
Jesus Christ clearly said,
你们若爱我，
If you love me,
你们就必遵守我的诫命。
You will obey what I command.
然后接下去我要求父。
And then I will ask the Father. He will send you another counselor to be with you. The Spirit of Truth. When Christ first came to preach, He said that God sends me with His Spirit. The first sentence he declared to the triune God, before he left the world to return to the Father, again he affirmed the understanding of the triune God. I am going and it is good for you. Because if I did not go, the Holy Spirit will not come among you. And Jesus said, I will ask the Father and he will give you another counselor.
像是圣子求圣父赐下圣灵。
So God the Son asked God the Father to give us God the Holy Spirit.
基督弥赛亚的工作开始的时候就把三位一体论教导出来了。
And the messianic work of Jesus Christ started with the understanding of the triune God.
基督完成他弥赛亚在地上的工作时再一次交代清楚三位一体论的神学事。
And before he completed his messianic mission, he again tell us about the triune God.
特别注意到这里有差遣的问题。
We want to look at the issue of sending.
有关系的问题。
There is an issue of relationship.
不同位格的问题。
There's a relationship of persons.
那么当耶稣基督我求父的时候，这是父子是提的关系的问题。
When Christ said, I will ask the Father, it is relating to relationship.
他要差遣圣灵来给你们。
He was sent the Holy Spirit.
这是差遣的权柄的问题。
This is relating to authority of sending.
那么父差遣谁呢？
Who does the Father send?
差遣另外一位的保惠师。
He sends another counselor.
这个另外一位是个很重要的名词。
It's a very important term here. The word
another. 这表示圣子不是圣灵。
Clearly, it means that the Son is not the Spirit.
圣灵不是圣子。
And the Spirit is not the Son.
圣子不是圣父。
The Son is not the Father.
圣父不是圣子。
The Father is not the Son.
因为如果父就是子的话，父差遣他的独生子到世界上来，岂不等于自己差自己了吗？
Because if the Father is the same as the Son, as he sends the Son, doesn't it mean that he sent himself?
如果子死在十字架上，就等于父死在十字架上，岂不等于上帝死了，没有人管理宇宙了吗？
If you say that the Son is the same as the Father, when the Son died on the cross, does it not mean that no one is controlling the universe?
在圣经历史里面有个名词叫做 patri patronic 的理论。
In Christian theology, there is a philosophy called patri patronic.
Patri passionism, 也就是圣父受苦说。
And this is the understanding of how the Holy Father is suffering.
这根本就是个错误的思想。
This is the wrong teaching.
换句话说，就是钉在十字架的耶稣基督本身，也就是那父死在十字架上。
In this theory, it says that the Christ Jesus dying on the cross is the same as God the Father dying on the cross.
这是完全不对的。
This is absolutely wrong.
上帝爱世人，十字架的独生子赐给他们。
Because God so loved the world that He gave us His only Son.
所以差者是一位。受差的是另外一位。
The person who sends is one person, and the person who has been sent is another person.
被差遣的圣子受死被挂在十就是木头上的时候。
When the Son has been sent to die on the cross,
圣父还是管理万有的上帝。
God the Father is still in control of everything.
甚至从死里面复活升天以后。
After the ascension of God the Son,
他不是自己换了另外一件衣服再到世界上来。
It is not like he has changed another clothes and come to the world.
我要求父差遣另外一位保惠师到你们中。
Because he says he will ask the Father to send another counselor.
所以将圣父、圣子一同差遣圣灵。
So God the Father and God the Son sent the Holy Spirit.
圣父把圣子赐到世界上来。
God the Father sent God the Son.
这是神给世界最大的礼物。
This is the biggest gift that God has given to the earth.
上帝爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们。
God so loved the world that He gave us His only Son.
把基督升天之后，与父一同差遣圣灵来。
After the ascension of Jesus Christ, together with the Father, He sends the Spirit.
赐下圣灵是给教会最大的礼物。
And this is the greatest gift to the church.
上帝给世人最大的礼物就是赐下耶稣基督。
The greatest gift that God has for men is Jesus Christ.
上帝赐给基督徒最大的礼物就是赐下圣灵。
And the biggest gift that God has for Christians is the Holy Spirit.
我们借着基督，我们成为神的儿女。
Through Jesus Christ, we become children of God.
我们成为神的儿女，有圣灵印证在我们心中。
And as children of God, we are affirmed by the Holy Spirit.
这样，基督徒与世人不同的地方在哪里？
What is the difference between a Christian and all other human beings?
除了我们借着基督的救赎已经领受新的生命以外
，other than receiving a new life through the salvation of Jesus Christ，
基督徒与非基督徒不同的地方
，what is the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian？
非基督徒是自己一个人走人生的道路
，a non-Christian walk the pathway of life alone。
基督徒不是如此
，it's not the case。
我们是与圣灵同行走人生的道路
，we walk together with the Holy Spirit。
你看上帝的爱大到这个地步。
The love of God is so great.
把圣灵赐下来，来陪伴我们每一个人。
That He gave us the Holy Spirit to accompany us.
这样我们的生命是一 加一。
So our life is one plus one.
前面这个一就是我们这个小小的一。
The first one is ourselves.
这个受造的一。
A created self.
有限的一。
The limited self.
有肉身在地上过几十年生活的人的生活的一。
The person who will live this short life on earth physically.
后面这个一是个无限大的一。
The one after that.
是神与我们同在。
Is the infinite God being with us.
进入到世界上来的时候。
When Christ came to the earth.
还有名叫的以马内利。
His name is Emmanuel.
是神与我们同在。
That is God is with us.
基督以马内利的意义怎么解释呢？
What is the meaning of Emmanuel?
上帝住在我们中间。
And that is God is living among us.
充充满满有真理有恩典。
Full of grace and truth.
而圣灵赐给我们又怎么解释呢？
How do we explain the Holy Spirit coming?
上帝住在我里面。
And that is God living in us.
与我永远同在。
To be with me eternally.
充充满满引导我，充充满满的带领我。
In abundance, He guide me and lead me.
用真理、用恩典带领我。
With grace and truth.
而且自己印证我是上帝的儿女。
And He affirmed within my heart that I am the children of God.
你记得你的生活是一加一。
So remember that your life is one plus one.
像你与世人不同的地方。
The difference between you and all other beings.
当世界的人走在黑暗中间，没有真正的方向，生命没有把握的时候。
Is that when people are walking in darkness without hope in their life.
他们是很孤苦孤单的生活。
They live a bitter life and it's lonely.
我们不是如此。
We are not like that.
因为有一个无限的灵与我们同在。
That because there's an infinite spirit living with us.
就是那宝惠师与你们同在。
And that is the counselor being with us.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我今天一定要把圣灵赐下来这个重要的道理给你们讲。
I want to explain today surely the good teaching of the Holy Spirit.
可能你们今天早上已经听见了这一篇道理了。
Perhaps you have heard this within your church.
我相信我们从不同的角度更丰盛的明白圣灵赐下来的意义是什么。
But we want to see this from another angle in a more abundant manner.
我这微小的生命。
We are such a finite life.
我这短暂的生命。
A short life.
我这没有把握的生命。
A life without hope.
我这个黑暗痛苦黑暗没有方向的中间行走的时候。
When we are walking within darkness without a direction.
神的灵赐下来。
The Spirit of God came to me.
耶稣说我要求父。他就赐给你们一位的保惠师。
Jesus said, I will ask the Father who will give it another counselor.
另外一位的保惠师。
Another counselor.
这个保惠师希伯来文是 Parakletos.
In Hebrew, is, in Greek, is Parakletos.
Para 的意思是什么呢？
The meaning of para.
就是在你旁边陪伴你的意思。
It's a person who is beside you.
Parakletos 是什么意思？
What is Parakletos?
是那位安慰你的。
It's a person who will comfort
you. 照顾你的。
Who will take care of you.
是那位启发你的。
Who will review you.
是那位陪伴你的。
Who will be with you.
是为了帮助你的。
Who will help inspire you.
是那位建立你的。
Who will establish you.
给你坚固力量的。
To give you strength.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
圣灵赐下来。
When the Holy Spirit comes,
不是叫你神志不清倒在地上。
It's not to have you unconscious on the floor.
圣灵赐下来。
When the Holy Spirit comes,
不是叫你做一些违背理性的工作。
It's not to ask you to do something that is not reasonable.
圣灵赐下来。
When the Holy Spirit comes,
不是叫你傻傻发笑几个钟头。
It's not to ask you to laugh for hours.
圣灵赐下来。
When the Holy Spirit comes,
就是神与你同在最具体一生一世的表现。
It's the most concrete example of how God is with you for the rest of your life.
Parakletos,
Parakletos,
the 保惠师
the counselor.
他要照顾你
He will take care of you.
他要劝勉你
He will counsel you.
他要安慰你
He will comfort you.
他要关照你
He will take care of you.
他要启发你
He will inspire you.
他要刚强你
He will strengthen
you. 他要扶助你
He will help you.
因为他在你的身边
Because he is with you.
他在你的上面
He is on top of you.
他在你的里面
He is in you.
他在你的周围
He is around you.
希腊文的文法来看可以有这几种意思
And there's all this meaning can be found in the Greek language.
圣灵在我身上
Spirit is
above me. 圣灵在我旁边。
The Spirit is inside me.
圣灵在我里面。
The Spirit is in me.
圣灵陪伴着我。
The Spirit accompany me.
在我四周。
The Spirit is around me.
印记居住在我的里面。
He affirmed that he is with me.
这位保惠师是前以前没有，也是基督教之外绝对不明白的。
This counselor is not something that was there before, and it's something that people cannot understand beyond Christianity.
耶稣在那段圣经又讲了一些话语。
And the Lord Jesus said other things.
世人不认识他。
The world does not know him.
因为看不见他。
Because they cannot see him.
他不认识他。
And they do not know him.
不明白这件事情。
They don't understand this.
你们认识他。
But you know him.
他常常与你们同在。
Because he lives with you.
所以当年我们每个基督徒自从圣灵重生我们，住在我们里面以后，我们常常就到神与我们同在。
So Christians must sense the presence of God after we have been reborn by the Holy Spirit.
因为罗马书第八章第九节告诉我们。
Because Romans chapter 8 verse 9 tells us.
若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
If we do not have the Spirit of Christ, we do not belong
to Him.
1 John chapter 3, last
verse. We
know that our Lord is within us because of the Spirit that He gave us.
Ephesians
chapter 4, verse 30.
你们不可叫圣灵担忧,
do not grieve the Holy Spirit because you bear His mark.
Ephesians
chapter 1.
我们那些信耶稣的人, 上帝就把圣灵赐给他们为凭据, 这等到得数的日子来到。
Those of us who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ are marked by the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption.
基督的灵住在你们里面,
so the Spirit of Christ lives within you.
使人离你们必死的生命复活过来,
so that your life will be revived.
所以我们要跟随主,
so we want to follow Him.
顺从圣灵,
be submissive to Him.
体贴圣灵,
to be obedient to Him.
不消灭圣灵,
do not grieve Him.
这位与我们同在的圣灵, 在我们的心里面可以完成神借着他在我们身上要施行恩典的计划。
And this Holy Spirit will come to us and through Him accomplish the mission that God has for us in our lives.
上帝为什么把圣灵赐下来?
Why did God give us the Holy Spirit?
今天我要从五方面替大家思想这个问题。
I want to understand this from five different angles.
为什么上帝要把圣灵赐下来呢?
Why did God give us the Holy Spirit?
第一方面,
firstly,
因为他要借着圣灵 荣耀耶稣基督。
Because through the Holy Spirit, He wants to glorify Christ.
荣耀耶稣基督是一件很大的事情。
This is a big event.
当耶稣基督到世界上来做人的时候,
when Jesus came to be man,
他就离开了天上尊贵荣耀属灵位分的本体。
He left the heaven from the position of honor and glory,
成了世人的形象,
and He became like man,
披了一个最深的形状,
and He took an image similar to man,
成了人的样子,
to have an image of sinful man,
有了一个奴仆的形象,
just like a slave.
所以他过了一个受人羞辱欺凌的生活,
and He led a life of humiliation and despise.
身为人而没有人权,
as a man He did not have human rights.
身为以色列人而被以色列人抗拒,
as an Israelite He was rejected by the people.
来到自己的地方, 自己的人不接待他,
He came to His own people but they did not accept Him.
创造了人类, 人类抗拒, 人类审判他,
He created man but we rebel against Him and judge Him.
耶稣基督在地上的生活是一个羞辱的生活,
so He led a life of humiliation.
他曾经说, 你们如果曾经, 你们如果看见人子, 回到升到他原来的地方, 又怎么样呢?
He asked the people, what would you do if you see the Son returning to His glory?
其实这一句话是一种非常特殊的启发。
This was a special inspiration.
要告诉我们他原不是这个样子,
to tell us that He was not like us.
他原不是在这里,
originally He did not belong to us.
他是在尊贵的天家的时候, 天是天君敬拜的君王,
He was a king who is worshipped by the host of heaven.
他为了爱我们的缘故, 到世界受尽欺凌, 受尽辱骂,
because He loved us, He came to the world to suffer among us.
以赛亚书告诉我们, 他尝尽忧患, 多受痛苦, 他是忧患之子。
The book of Isaiah tells us He's the son of sorrows and He had a lot of suffering in His life.
这句话的英文是多数的。
This is a plural term.
他是 son of sorrows.
There are many sorrows in His life.
受尽痛苦。
He led a
struggle.
Have always suffered.
所以神在天上看见他的儿子这样的情形，他忍不住了。
And it is difficult for God the Father to see His Son suffering in this
way.
So He wants to come Himself to glorify His Son. Remember when Jesus was baptized,
天开了,
the heavens opened.
上帝说,这是我的儿子, 我所喜悦的,
the Father said, this is my Son whom I'm well pleased, listen to Him. When Jesus was transfigured,
照样天再开了,上帝自己出现,说,这是我的儿子, 我所喜悦的,
again the heavens opened and God said, this is my Son whom I'm well pleased, listen to Him.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为圣父有圣子,
because God the Father wants God the Son to be glorified.
圣父不许可, 人把他的儿子与其他普通的人相提并论。
God the Father is not willing that His Son be treated as all other created beings.
耶稣基督举目望天向父祷告的时候,
when Christ looked at heavens and prayed to the Father,
他的父啊, 愿你荣耀你的儿子,
He said, Father, may you glorify your Son.
正如你的儿子在地上已经荣耀你一样,
just as your Son have glorified you on earth.
神马上说, 我比荣耀, 我还要再荣耀他。
And God immediately said, I will glorify him and glorify him more. So God is willing that Jesus is glorified. After the suffering Christ was resurrected. After his ascension, after he finished the work of God, God sent the Holy Spirit. Why did he do that? And first purpose is to glorify Christ. We want to see this general principle of the Bible. The work of the Holy Spirit is to glorify Jesus Christ. How do we know whether this assembly is good? Or whether this church is a good church? Or whether the Holy Spirit is among us? Or whether the preacher is faithful? If a church does not glorify Jesus Christ, it is not a good church. If an assembly does not give glory to Jesus Christ, it cannot be a good worship service. A preacher who glorifies himself and not Jesus Christ cannot be a good preacher. This is a general principle. The Holy Spirit comes to glorify Christ. How do you know when a person is filled with the Holy Spirit? Or that the Holy Spirit is among a certain meeting? Or a particular sermon has the Holy Spirit in it? You must judge it from this angle. Whether it's glorifying to Christ. Whether it uplifts Jesus Christ. Whether Jesus was honored. Because this is in the eternal will. That all power, glory, and honor be to upon the Lamb on the throne. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit came upon us, the disciples preach about Jesus Christ. Why? Because the Holy Spirit came so that they can preach about Jesus Christ, not about the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit was given to us, the focus was upon the Lord Jesus Christ, not upon the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit was sent not to glorify himself. He was sent to glorify Christ. That is the Christ who suffered. The Christ who was crucified. He must be lifted. So God the Father give us the Holy Spirit to glorify the Son. Martin Luther says this. Every book of the Bible points towards Jesus Christ. How do you explain this? Does that mean that Genesis is talking about Jesus? Or Exodus? Or Numbers, Deuteronomy, and Leviticus? What about the Psalms? Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel?
Martin Luther said yes.
The central theme of the entire Bible is the sin of man and the salvation of Christ. So the Bible is called the Gospel. The Gospel is the Word of God. The good news declared by God to mankind. The message of salvation. The Word of God. Martin Luther used this general principle. He says that any religious work without the contents of the gospel has no meaning. And I think about the words he said. Within the words of Christ, I find the clues. On the road to Emmaus, the two disciples were
disciples.
They were disappointed as they walked.
在半路中间, 在他们灰心的中间, 复活的基督与他们同行，但是他们不觉得。
In the midst of the depression and the journey, the resurrected Christ walked with them and they did not know it.
你可以想想这两个人面向西方。
You can understand that these two persons were walking towards the west.
下午的时间。
In the evening.
离开耶路撒冷。
He was leaving Jerusalem.
面向以马忤。
And they were facing Emmaus.
你可以想想，也就是太阳下山那一波很凄凉的情形，他们灰心要回去。
You can imagine a pathetic stage when the sun was setting, they were going home.
面对日下西山的悲惨。
They were looking at the setting sun.
他们面对将要黑夜的光景。
And they were looking towards the darkness.
这个时候，主来到他们。
And our Lord Jesus appeared among them.
我的主与我与他们同在。
The living God was with them.
他们刚刚看见几天以前他们的主被钉在十字架。
A few days ago, they saw Jesus crucified.
后来最近听说他复活了，但是不知道是怎么一回事。
And they heard that he was resurrected, but they did not know what was happening.
灰心消沉就回家去算。
So were they disappointed and depressed and
then home. 主与他们同在的时候。
When the Lord was with them.
他们不觉得。
They did not feel it.
耶稣一路跟他们谈话。
And Jesus spoke to them along the way.
耶稣跟他们谈什么？
What did Jesus say?
耶稣从律法书，从诗篇，从先知，凡是论到自己的事情，都讲解给他们听。
The Lord explained to them from the laws, from the prophets, and from the Psalm everything regarding Himself.
换句话说，在这个大概十多公里的路程中间。
In other words, in this journey, there exists more than 10 miles.
产生了基督论最伟大的查经班。
The biggest understanding of Christology occurred.
整条路程所讲的都是基督论的问题。
Because the whole thing concerns Christology.
这个基督论不是当时讲出来，是原隐藏在旧约圣经里面的。
It was not something that was invented, but something that was to be found in the Old Testament.
耶稣从律法书跟他们谈耶稣。
From the laws, the Lord Jesus spoke about Himself.
耶稣从诗篇跟他们谈耶稣。
From the Psalms, He spoke about Himself.
耶稣从先知书跟他们谈耶稣。
And Jesus spoke to them from the prophets.
这个先说我知道马丁路德讲的是对的。
And so I know from here that Martin Luther was right.
全本圣经都为耶稣基督做见证。
Because the entire Bible bears testimony for Jesus Christ.
无论摩西的律法，无论大卫的诗篇，无论先知们所说的预言，都是指向耶稣。
It doesn't matter whether it's the law, the Psalms, or the prophets. They all point towards Jesus Christ.
另外一个先知，我有。肯定了这件事情。
From another understanding, I have affirmed this.
就是当耶稣登山变相的时候。
That is in the transfiguration of Jesus Christ.
摩西出现了。
Moses appeared.
以利亚也出现了。
Elijah appeared.
摩西代表律法。
Moses represented the
law. 以利亚代表先知。
Elijah represented the prophets.
基督代表福音。
And Christ represented the gospel.
三个人在那谈论的时候。
When the three discussed together.
四福音里面只有路加提到一句话语。
Only the Gospel of Luke tells us this.
摩西跟以利亚就正在谈论关于耶稣要去世的事情。
Moses and Elijah was talking about how Jesus was to die.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这表示律法跟先知的主题就是基督救赎人类的这件事情。
It means that the main theme of the laws and the prophets is the salvation of Jesus.
这不是福音是什么呢？
If this is not our gospel, what then is it?
为什么旧约的圣经蕴藏着基督受死的预言呢？
Why is there a prophecy about the death of Jesus in the Old Testament?
为什么新约的圣经蕴藏着基督受死意义的解释？
Why did the New Testament explain to us the meaning of Christ's death?
因为启示先知的圣灵，也就是启示使徒的圣灵。
Because the same Holy Spirit inspired the Old Testament and the New Testament.
先知启示圣灵启示先知在基督受死之前讲了预言。
The Holy Spirit inspired the prophets to write about Jesus Christ before he died.
圣灵启示使徒在耶稣死以后讲解这个受死的事。
And the Holy Spirit inspired the apostles to write about Jesus to explain it after he died.
无论是旧约，无论是新约，都为耶稣基督死而复活的福音做见证。
So it doesn't matter whether it's the Old or the New Testament, all bear testimony to the resurrected Jesus Christ.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这一位启示圣经的圣灵。
This Holy Spirit inspired the Bible.
真正被赐下到教会来的时候。
When he was truly sent to the church.
怎么可能他不荣耀耶稣基督？
How can it be possible that he will not
glorify
Christ? 人家
问你为什么上帝把圣灵赐下来？
If people would ask you why did God give us the Holy Spirit?
你今天圣学思想要纠正过来。
You must turn around in your theological thinking.
你不能说圣灵赐下来使我可以这样祷告，不是啦。
It is not that the Holy Spirit gives you an emotional response.
圣灵赐下来使耶稣基督得着荣耀。
The Holy Spirit was sent to glorify Jesus Christ.
圣灵赐下来使教会真正认识耶稣基督。
The Holy Spirit was sent so that the church will really understand Jesus.
这位受苦的基督，也就是应当得着荣耀的基督。
His suffering Christ was also the Christ to be glorified.
这位戴上荆棘冠冕的基督，也就是得着永远荣耀。 王之王的基督。
This Christ who bore the crown of thorns is also the King of Kings to be glorified forever.
教会体会上帝的心意。
May the church know the will of God.
带领教会明白圣灵的工作。
May the church understand the work of the Holy Spirit.
使我们无论是教会，无论是教牧，无论是教徒，都成为荣耀基督的一群的人。
So that we will be a people that glorify God, whether we are pastor or a common believer.
这是第一样。
This is the first point.
第二样。
Second.
为什么上帝把圣灵赐下来呢？
Why did God give us the Holy Spirit?
圣灵赐下来除了世人荣耀基督之外，
other than glorifying Jesus Christ.
第二个目的，圣灵赐下来要光照罪人，帮助世界上的人悔改。
The second point is that the Holy Spirit is to enlighten us, to help us to repent.
虽然圣灵是赐给教会的，
although the Holy Spirit was sent to the church, 但
教会包括已经信的跟那些没有信的人。
But the church consists of people who have believed and those who are not believers.
耶稣基督在约翰福音第十六章第八节到第十一节里面告诉我们。
So Jesus said in the Gospel of John chapter 16,
圣灵来了，
the Holy Spirit come,
要叫世人因罪、因义、因审判，自己责备自己。
So that we will rebuild ourselves because of righteousness, because of judgment.
这句话很吸引我。
This is an attractive verse to me.
这里不是说圣灵来使我们为罪、为义、为悔改，来自己责备自己。
Because the verse did not say that the Holy Spirit will make us rebuild ourselves.
是世人。
But to the people of the world,
不信主的人，
and that is those who do not believe,
外邦人，
the pagans,
教会之外的人，
the people outside of the church,
赐下圣灵来，
God sent the Holy Spirit, firstly,
荣耀耶稣基督，
to glorify Christ,
第二，
secondly,
帮助罪人自己审查自己，揪自己的错，看到基督的义，然后呢，愿意放自己在神的审判之下。
To enlighten sinners so that they can see their own sin and see the judgment of Christ and are willing to repent.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
人的一生是越来越多堆积自己的荣耀，越来越多自己欣赏自己，变成个骄傲，夺取神尊贵荣耀的人。
Our life is filled with accumulation of our own glory and we take away the glory from God.
我要问你，你这一生曾经有没有过这样的经验？自己一个人跪在上帝面前，痛哭哀求，求上帝赦免你的罪。
I do not know whether you have this experience in your life where you kneel before God and you cry in repentance for forgiveness.
我相信有很多人有这样这样跪下来祷告，求主把他受的苦拿去。
I believe many people have this experience. They pray earnestly that God will remove their suffering.
求主把他愿意得到的东西赐给他。
May the Lord give them what he wants them to have in their life.
很少人痛苦祷告，求主赦免他的罪。
But very few people actually pray earnestly that God forgive their sins.
什么人可以认罪呢？
What kind of people must confess the sins?
真正揪到自己罪的人。
Only those who truly understand their sins.
什么人可以揪自己的罪呢？
What kind of person understands their sins?
你是当法官查出证据，你真正犯罪，判断你死刑的时候，你就揪你有罪。
Perhaps you say that until the day the judge tells me that I'm sinful and give me a sentence, then I understand my sin.
当人查出你的罪，你不得不承认的时候，那不叫做悔改。
When your sin has been exposed, that is not repentance.
悔改是你知道你得罪神，在没有人知道你的罪以前，你自己觉悟到你应当谦卑悔改在主面前。
Repentance occur when before everybody knows you know that you need to repent.
叫一个人悔改是难乎其难的事情。
It is very very difficult to ask a person to repent.
比登天还难。
It is harder than going to heaven.
叫一个人悔改等于叫他撕破他自己的面子。
Because to ask a person to repent means that you are asking him to humiliate himself.
叫一个人悔改既不等于叫他承认他没有人的尊严。
To ask him to admit that he does not have the honor of man.
所以没有一个人可以叫另外一个人悔改。
So not a single human being can ask another human being to repent.
当你把人的罪指出来的时候，人受你的指证，知道他的罪的时候，他不是谢谢你，他乃是痛恨你。
When you point out the errors and the sin of another person, they will not be thankful, they will hate you instead.
所以需要圣灵被赐下来。
So we need the Holy Spirit among us.
圣灵赐下来叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
The Holy Spirit will come so that the people of the world will rebuke themselves because of righteousness. This is something that's difficult to do. Once I was preaching in a basketball stadium in
Medan.
Several thousand people came. But there was a person who sat at the first row.
他的头很大,
he had a big head.
看样子不是一个普通的人,
doesn't look like a common person.
听到的是精神很严肃,
and he paid careful attention.
面上有一种很威严的光在他 上面。
And it's a sense of awe among him.
后来有一个人就介绍给我了。
Another person introduced me to him.
这是苏马特拉北部最著名的巴尔迪的一个大商家。
And tell me that this is a big businessman in the whole of Sumatra.
为什么他来参加聚会呢？
Why did he come?
因为在这个比较简陋的篮球馆里面，根本没有冷气，也没有风扇，很热，很多人，而且他坐的椅子根本没有靠背的地方。为什么他每天坐在那边？
It was a very uncomfortable place without any air conditioning, so I wondered why he came.
后来他自己对我说，
He told me himself.
你问一句话，你曾经不曾经流泪祷告求上帝赦免你的罪？我问自己。做基督徒几十年，我从来没有做过这个事。
When you ask the question, have I ever kneeled down and prayed? I ask myself the question, and I realize I never did that.
所以我知道神要借助你对我讲一些话，我每天来听讲。
So I know that God is going to speak to me through you, so I come every day.
这个很有钱的人。
This person who was very wealthy.
马大人。
He was
是个当地印尼一个很重要的领袖。
He is a very important leader.
他竟然每天在那里听，在那里听。
Every day he came to listen.
结果他说我需要悔改。
And he said I need to repent.
因为我在我公司里面，在我商场，在我家里面，我大喊一声，几千个人都要听我的话。
In the place that I work, so long as I give a command, many thousands of people will listen to me.
什么错误都可以查出来。
I can find out all their mistakes.
但我这一生竟然做一个专讲别人错误而不知道自己神面前多么大罪恶的人。
But I'm a person who always point out the mistakes of others, but I never realize my mistakes in front of God.
一次我再到美南去的时候，
another time when I went to Medan again,
人家说你要不要去看这个人？
And someone asked me, should I go visit this person?
我说有什么特别的事情我要看他吗？
I said, what's so special?
他的太太刚刚死了三个礼拜。
His wife just passed away for 3 weeks.
我去看他。
I said, okay, I'll visit him.
当我去看到了才知道，三个礼拜他一天都不出他的房间一步。
And I realized that he did not leave his room for 3 weeks.
所有的东西每一餐都放在他的门外，等他要吃拿下拿进去吃。
And all the food was just left outside his door.
不出门。
He did not leave his house.
他不梳洗。
He did not clean himself.
就是在房间里面几个。
He stayed inside his room.
所以人家打电话给他说，唐牧师来找你，他马上梳洗头发，穿好衣服就出来接我。
When someone informed him that I'm coming, he immediately cleaned up himself and came to see me.
后来我为他祷告。
I prayed for him.
祷告完了以后呢？
After the prayer.
马上他去登报纸，明天在他举办的大学里面，他自己办了一个大学，我讲到3500个人来听。
Immediately he advertised in the newspaper that there was going to be a rally in the university that he's founded, and 3,500 people
came. 人能够靠自己的力量悔改。
Can we repent based on our own strength?
人能够靠自己的力量认罪吗？
Can we repent based on our own strength?
这是不可能的事情。
It is impossible.
人已经犯了罪，只能遮盖，只能麻痹自己，只能逃避别人的指责，只能用别人的办法为自己辩护。
After we have sinned, we can only cover our sin and escape from the judgment from other people.
耶稣说，圣灵来了。要叫人为罪、为义、为审判自己这辈子。
And Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes, He will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness.
我记得我年轻的时候常常听季志文牧师讲道。
I always listened to the Reverend Andrew G when I was young.
他说，承认的罪是蒙赦免的罪，不承认的罪是永远不得赦免的罪。
The sins that you have confessed will be sins that are forgiven. The sins that you do not confess will not be forgiven.
季牧师的神学思想不是很深。
His theological understanding is not very deep.
传道的恳切，很少人可以比他。
But he has great earnestness when it comes to preaching.
他最多讲的一句话是悔改吧，悔改吧，为什么要灭亡呢？
He always asks the people to repent. Why do you want to be destroyed?
当他活在世界上的许许多多人听他讲道，就流泪悔改，接受耶稣基督做救主。
When he was alive, many people listened to him and they repent in tears.
当他到新化去传道的时候，
When he went to the place 新化，
他主持一个大的奋进会。
He had a great revival meeting.
很多人到前面奉献自己做神的工作，其中一个就是宋尚杰博士。
Many people came forward to give of their life to Jesus Christ. One of them is John Sung.
他的呼喊，他的恳切，我们曾经讨厌过。
We did not like his calling and his altar call.
太多听他这样的话语。
Because many a times he seemed to say the same thing.
等到他死了以后，
until he died.
突然发现两年里面没有听过一个传道人说，悔改吧，悔改吧，何必灭亡？
Suddenly I realized that within 2 years I have not heard a single preacher calling to us to repent, to repent. Why do we want to walk the path of destruction?
同样是圣经的话。
It's the same Bible verses.
同样是神所启示的真理。
The same truth of Revelation.
如果你没有受特殊的感动，你连记得传讲那一节，甚至讲出口的时候，负担不在你的话语里。
You will not be able to bear burden towards the word about any sermon that you've listened to.
所以我越久越宝贵曾经听过的那些话。
And then the more times pass by, the more I treasure the words I listen to.
不是因为那些字句我宝贵它,
not that the words in itself is precious.
除了字句之外, 我看见那个恳切的心情, 把那些字从内心的深处发出来的那个口气, 我感谢。
I give thanks to God because of the fervency in behind those words.
不承认的罪是不得赦免的罪。
The sins that have not been confessed will not be forgiven.
承认的罪才是得赦免的罪。
Only sins that have been confessed will be forgiven.
上帝不能代替你认罪。
God is not going to be able to confess your sins for you.
上帝不必代替你认罪。
He need not do that.
你的身没有犯罪。
Because he did not sin.
犯罪的是你。
You are the person who has sinned.
自己要认罪。
So you must confess.
你自己要悔改。
You must repent.
你若不悔改,
if you do not repent,
你就要灭亡,
you will be destroyed.
你怎么会悔改?
How would you repent?
上帝说我把圣灵赐下你, 光照你的心, 使你救你的罪,
God says that He sends you the Holy Spirit to enlighten you so that you understand your sin and repent. There is a close relationship between the first and second point. How do we know our own sin? You must first see the glory of Christ. When we see the glory of Christ, we see the humiliation we are in. When we see the holiness of Christ, we see our own filth. When we see the goodness of Christ, we see our own evilness. The first work that the Holy Spirit did naturally becomes the second part. Why did God give us the Holy Spirit? Because He wants to glorify Christ. Why did He give us Jesus Christ? So that sinners will know that they ought to be destroyed. So that we will rebuild ourselves and help us to return back to God.
第三样,
the third point. Why did God give us the Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit is given to us to do the work of cleansing so that we will be changed and become holy. The Holy Spirit is a holy and good spirit. And everywhere He goes, the work will be one of cleansing. This is a very important foundation for all of us in revival. And that is the foundation of holiness. The understanding of holiness. The essence of holiness. The attitude of holiness. The life of holiness. To be established once again in the church. A church that is not holy is not the church of God. A Christian life that is not holy does not belong to God. As a preacher and servant of God, if you are not holy ourselves, you are unworthy to be servants. God say, I am holy. So in everything, you must be holy. God say, you must be holy in everything. Because God who calls you out is a holy God. There is no other reason why we should be holy. Simply because our God is holy. The holy God calls us with a holy calling.
分别为圣,
so they will be separated in sanctity. This is the holy people of God. And these are holy priests of God. People who have been called. And we have a part in His holiness. In order that we partake in His holiness, He will rebuild us.
所以我们不可轻看全能者的管教。
We should not despise the rebuking of the Almighty.